First Corinthians, chapter 5. Expel the immoral brother. You have become news with a case of immorality, and such a case that is not even found among pagans. Yes, one of you has taken as wife his own stepmother, and you feel proud? Should you not be in mourning instead and expel the one who did such a thing? For my part, although I am physically absent, my spirit is with you, and, as if present, I have already passed sentence on the man who committed such a sin. Let us meet together, you and my spirit, in the name of our Lord Jesus and with his power. You shall deliver him to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit be saved in the day of judgment. This is not the time to praise yourselves. Do you not know that a little yeast makes the whole mass of dough rise? Throw out, then, the old yeast, and be new dough. If Christ became our Passover, you should be unleavened bread. Let us celebrate, therefore, the Passover, no longer with old yeast, which is sin and perversity. Let us have unleavened bread, that is purity and sincerity. In my last letter, I instructed you not to associate with immoral people. I did not mean, of course, those who do not belong to the church and who are immoral, exploiters, embezzlers, or worshippers of idols. Otherwise you would have to leave this world. What I really meant was to avoid and not to mingle with anyone who, bearing the name of brother or sister, becomes immoral, exploiter, slanderer, drunkard, embezzler. In which case, you should not even eat with them. Why should I judge outsiders? But you, are you not to judge those who are inside? Let God judge those outside, but as for you, drive out the wicked person from among you.